This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. And as you can hear, we have a real treat for you today. My special guest today is a musician that I discovered while I was out visiting one of our local wineries in East County over the weekend, Patrick Hadley. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, you are with Array Instruments. You have a partner, Bill Wesley, and you have built this amazing instrument that we're hearing, which is called the Array Mbira, spelled M-B-I-R-A. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you guys to create this instrument.
Well, I have to speak for Bill since he is the inventor. I met Bill about 20 years ago, and he had made about 10 of these. And they were very crude, but the idea was there. And I've been a woodworker and a musician a lot of my life, and immediately thought this instrument really deserves to be well made, and the world needs to know about these things. Bill came up with this idea based off of a small kalimba, probably a Hugh Tracy kalimba, which are very popular, can be bought in music stores.
Yeah, those are also known as thumb harps, thumb pianos, different names.
Exactly.
But the ones I've seen before are very small. Readers, if you could picture this thing, it's probably 2 feet wide by maybe foot and a half deep. It's large. I understand that you designed this to have the full spectrum of a piano, not just one octave, but
yes,
the entire keyboard.
It's finely tuned to the Western 12-tone scale. All the notes of the piano are on here except for the very lowest and very highest notes. We make three different sizes, ranging from 3 octaves to 5 octaves.
Now, I hear that some of the inspiration came from an old TV commercial. Tell us about that.
Well, originally Bill saw a commercial that featured one of those small 15-note kalimbas, went out and bought one, loved it, but got very frustrated because it only played one scale.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want to make one of these that can play in every scale and play all the notes on the piano. So he started experimenting, and it took him about 5 or 6 years to finally come up with this design that stacks the octave notes on top of each other and the columns of octaves in a series of fifths.
So how long did it take you to learn how to play this?
I'm still learning.
Well, it sounds pretty good. You guys, I understand, are really making a splash in the social media world. You've got some YouTube videos up, and last we checked, you had over 6 million views on one of those.
Yeah, it's really miraculous. I'm not sure how that happened, but I'm not complaining.
Very amazing. Can you give us a little sample of something?
Sure. I do a lot of improvising. I do play some cover songs, but today mm-hmm. I'll just play a little improvisation in, how about the key of F?
Well, we're delighted to have you perform this here for us on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ.
Thank you.
Isn't that something? It really has elements of, sounds like almost Asian influences, and also African, certainly, because the Kalimba comes out of that part of the world.
True, indeed, both. Especially the Asian, because of the way the notes are arranged, the columns of octaves are in fifths, and a fifth. Mm. It's like, remember, a lot of us as kids played just the black notes on the piano, and we would laugh and say, we're playing Asian music. It's kind of similar to that. Can I just give you a little demo of, sure. of kind of how that sounds? You get these fifths working together, and you get this. And it also does calypso very well. I often describe the instrument as sounding like a cross between a harp. It has an angelic beauty of a harp, but it also has strong elements of the Caribbean steel drum. So yes. If you can imagine the two combined, you know, then you wind up with this sort of... Does happy really well.
Love it. Yeah, you can do reggae and everything on there. Amazing. Now, I understand that you have provided the imbira to some very famous celebrities. Can you tell us who some of those are?
Well, our most famous would be Sting. He's had one for a few years. Probably the first person of note that ever had one is Ry Cooder, a very well-known guitarist and film composer. Speaking of film composers, a lot of film composers actually all over the world are using our instruments. It showed up in one of the last episodes of Breaking Bad.
Wow.
It's also used by the guy who does True Blood on HBO. Mm-hmm. There's a film, 2011, it won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film called In a Better World. A Danish composer used the instrument very, very heavily throughout the whole film. It's a beautiful film, and the music, I have to say, is quite excellent as well.
Amazing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you play around town? We saw you at Milagro Winery, but where else might people find you performing?
I occasionally do a little busking down at Balboa Park. I've played a few weddings. I actually played a funeral one time. I don't really do regular gigs, but I play around a little bit. The Milagro Winery, I usually play on the weekends out there.
Very good. And they can also find you online. They can see the videos, or if they're interested in ordering one of these marvelous instruments and learning to play it, do you give lessons as well?
Oh, sure. If you're local, you can be involved as you like. We've considered actually doing workshops to allow people to be hands-on in building their own instrument.
Wow. How long does it take to build one of these?
As an average, I would say about 65 hours, sometimes a little less, sometimes considerably more, depending on the embellishments.
Mm-hmm.
We do some fancy inlay work occasionally, and also the size of the instrument.
Gorgeous. So if people want to get more information, what's your website?
The website is www.thearraymbira.com.
And that's the array, A-R-R-A-Y, Imbira, M as in Mary, BIRA.com. And if you didn't catch that, listeners, you can go to our website at eastcountymagazine.org, and we're going to have a story up there in the arts and music section that you can find with all the links, and as well as some links to videos where you can watch some performances of the amazing Imbira with Patrick Hadley. Well, Patrick, I want to thank you very much for joining us and providing such a treat to our listeners today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.